peer pressure and cooperation. These are just some of the buzzwords being used ahead of the UN climate meeting in Paris this December, where talks will look to reach an international agreement to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Negotiators planning to enforce any deals without sanctions or punishments.
The climate agreement will be more along the lines of a nuclear agreement than it will be along the lines of something, let's say, under the World Trade Organization, where you could come out and slap trade sanctions on people. Of course, some people say this just isn't good enough. The Bolivians especially have the most radical proposal, which is to say that you should have an international climate justice tribunal. Neither China nor the United States, the two top emitters of greenhouse gases, would be willing to submit themselves to a strong legal review of their promises to curb greenhouse gas emissions.
Instead, a likely outcome could be a pledge and review system, whereby commitments are assessed every 5 years against the goal of halving world emissions by 2050. Advocators of that also anticipate an organic move towards green energy.
The hope is that in coming years that the prices of solar technology or wind technology, wind turbines, hydropower will have come down so much that it makes economic sense for governments to go ahead and do this.